Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Istanbul, Turkey. Turkey has a map of the area that they would like to rule over, which includes the entire Middle East, with the exception of Israel and Iran. That's the headline. John Rood comes to explain this amazing headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
We often talk about Turkey, though they are not a member in the European Union. They are a part of NATO, which is the military operation for the EU. Turkey, this last week, seems to be signaling a sweeping regional ambition all the way from Southeast Europe to Central Asia. Those ambitions for Tayyip Erdogan wanting to be the Islamic leader, the pan-Islamic leader of the world. Give us the latest.
Yes, the regional ambitions of Turkey have never subsided, but they come to surface fairly regularly. The latest issue was a map that had come out from George Friedman's book, The Next 100 Years. He's the founder of Stratfor, which was sort of an pay-for-intelligence-type organization. They have many, many good things. I've read the book, The Next 100 Years, and it's just a projection. But it shows that the Turkish influence and the map of Turkish influence in 2050 is essentially the entire Middle East, all the Middle East except Israel and Iran. And so it's sort of turning heads in Iran and then as well in Russia, because this paves way if Turkey has the influence in that entire southern region of the former Soviet republics, then they can basically take from Central Asia all the way to Turkey and expand their influence at the expense of Russia. So now Russia and Turkey are at a bit of a confrontation because of Turkey's reference to this map, which is published from this intelligence organization.
John Rood with the details on Turkey's ambitions to control the entire Middle East, with the exception of Israel and Iran. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. For a number of years, Tayyip Erdogan, president of Turkey, has expressed his desire to be the pan-Islamic leader of the world today. Now there is a map that demonstrates that ambition. The ancient Jewish prophet Ezekiel revealed that ambition some 2,500 years ago. That's Ezekiel chapter 38, verses 2 and 6. That passage of prophetic scripture mentions Meshach, Tubal, Gomer, and Togarma, which is modern-day Turkey. Turkey on the verge of fulfilling Bible prophecy. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...